Hello everybody, welcome back to YouTalk TV. ¿Querías comprensión en inglés? ¿Querías un vídeo para aprender y comprender en inglés? Pues hoy lo tenemos, va a ser una entrevista. We're going to interview in English al único, the one and only, Romuald Fons.
Thank you, the one and only, yeah.
The one and only, all right. See you in a minute, stick around. Welcome, all right, see you in a minute, stick around.
Okay, everybody, so we're back here. And remember, before starting, antes de comenzar, remember, everything we have here, todo lo que veis aquí, it's based, está basado en cómo Fran y yo aprendimos desde adultos. Así que, si nosotros pudimos, pues,
también
podéis. ¿Qué tenéis que hacer entonces? Suscribirse aquí abajo, justo aquí, en el botón de suscribirse. Y luego en la campanita también para darle, para estar atento a todos nuestros lanzamientos, ¿ok? So, let's get started. Comencemos with Romuald. How are you, Romuald?
I'm happy. I'm a little nervous,
you know. Are you ready?
Ready? I think I'm ready,
yeah. A little bit scared? ¿Un poco asustado?
Not really. We're between friends, you know?
Yeah, because someone told us, a little bird told us, un pajarillo nos ha dicho, that you have a new project. Tienes un nuevo proyecto en mente, que es un canal en inglés, ¿es cierto?
Yeah, you know, this just started yesterday. We talked about this yesterday, so I came here just to practice my English, you know. I
said,
let's go Huesca to talk with my friends about English. So I learned a little.
Yeah, that's why I want to have a full interview in English.
That's a hard thing
for
me.
So get ready.
Okay, I will try it.
All right, so first of all, Romu, you are a YouTuber. You have a YouTube channel. You're a marketer, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yes, so you basically have a company or several companies focusing on marketing and how to make your brand grow, how to, you know.
Yeah, well, they are focused on making money. That's the first thing. Yeah.
Making money, absolutely.
Yeah, and they do it with different paths. Some of them are my YouTube channel, another are info products, another are about SEO, companies, services, whatever thing that is involved with marketing.
Okay, and that's important, making money, because we're going to show our subscribers how to make money, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do. I show people how to make money because I just, simplifying my life, I just get very poor. I get arruinarse?
Yes, I
was broke.
Yes, no? I was broke.
I was broke. I went broke.
Yes, oh, I went broke, yes.
I went broke. And then I found a way to make money. So that's what I'm talking about. Doing companies is mostly, not only, but mostly about money. Without money, the companies doesn't work.
Yes, and you're going to show our subscribers how to make money, right?
Yeah.
Because we have a surprise for them.
Yeah, that's true. The thing is that I just created like... Let me see how we can say that in English, because
you
never
can say it in Spanish too, no problem.
Okay.
They understand Spanish too, Romuald.
That's great, fantastic, porque para mí es mucho más sencillo hablar en inglés, joder. He creado un método en el que explico lo que yo hice desde que me arruiné hasta que conseguí ganar esos ingresos pasivos de 18.000 euros mensuales utilizando el SEO.
Oh my god, did you say 18,000
a month? 18,000 a month, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, with SEO, creating websites.
That's more than you, Frank.
Huh?
More than you, Frank.
Oh, yes. Yeah. More than what I make in a full year. I'm saying that that's es mucho más de lo que hago yo en un año.
No, okay.
What I make.
Really? No, I don't think so.
Yes. Go ahead.
Y el tema es que hemos creado un concurso en mi canal en el cual vamos a dar acceso a 5 personas a este entrenamiento de forma gratuita para que puedan aprender eso, ¿no? A cómo hacer dinero utilizando internet.
O sea, esto es cortesía de Romuald Fons.
Cortesía del equipo de Romuald Fons.
Para los que se entienden, para los YouTalkers, para los suscriptores de YouTalk TV, que por cierto estamos a punto de llegar a 100,000 suscriptores. We're about to hit. ¿Cómo se dice llegar?
We're going to reach.
Hit. Golpear.
We're gonna hit.
También.
Yeah?
Sí, reach es perfecto, ¿vale? Pero es una forma de así de sonar mejor, ¿vale?
Okay.
So we're about to hit.
Cuando hacemos este vídeo, ya estará, ya tenemos 100,000.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, Carlos. Most likely we're over 100,000 right now. So anyway.
So makes a celebration, ¿no?
Yeah!
Yeah! 100,000! I don't yet.
Bien, y con esta metodología que acabas de sacar al mercado, Romu, vamos a dar acceso a 5 de nuestros YouTalkers. Esto va a ser un concurso y os vamos a dar las bases de este concurso al final de este vídeo, así que tenéis que... You guys have to stick around.
¿Cómo
se dice? ¿Cómo se dice? Os tenéis que quedar.
Stay here.
You have to stick around.
Stick around.
You have to stick around. And os daremos esas bases de esta metodología que has creado para cómo ganar dinero en la web. Aquí no le interesa eso.
Eso Roma, mismo, eso mismo.
Tell us about it.
Eso mismo.
Before starting, yeah. Remember, you have to know that we have another surprise for the end. Okay, tenemos otra sorpresa para el final. He's a great singer.
Oh, well.
Okay, you saw an advance, a little advance. Woo! Visto un pequeño avance al principio, so we have a surprise for you related to music, relacionada con música, okay? So no lo perdáis.
Exactamente, pues vamos a dar acceso a 5 YouTalkers a esta metodología sobre cómo ganar dinero pasivo en Internet, utilizando anuncios de AdSense, afiliación de Amazon, estas cosas que a lo mejor os suenan un poco así complicadas, pero que son fáciles, realmente son fáciles. Es una metodología súper sencilla y estoy haciendo spam, es lo que hay.
¿Quién no le gusta eso? Who doesn't like that? Oh my God, so let's continue this in English. And so tell us about you. What do you study? And
what are your life?
When did you start your professional life?
You're from Barcelona, right?
I'm from Barcelona. I wasn't a good student. I just studied architecture. I think it's, you can say architecture.
Architecture.
Yeah. I say it right. Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Ooh.
But I didn't finish the career. So I left the career at the end, just before
you quit.
Finish. Yeah, I quit. And I started a tour around Spain with my rock band. Yeah, playing.
You're a musician then.
I was and I still am.
A musician. We can tell.
And I got like a good time there, you know. If I say something wrong, just correct me, because my English is very
good.
I'm here to learn English.
Yes, that's fine.
Yeah, I was on tour and I was enjoying myself with the band and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, with music, it's very hard to live.
Yeah, it's difficult to make a living.
Yeah, it's difficult to make a living.
Yes, absolutely.
And in the end, I decided I wanted to make my own company and I tried to make...
We're talking about what year are we talking about? When did you start it?
Maybe...
10 years ago?
No. 7 years, maybe.
All right, 2011.
Yeah,
all right.
More or less.
What was your band's name?
Rembrandt 42. You can search that in YouTube.
Look it up. How do you say consultar?
Search.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Esto no es loquera. Look it up.
Look it up.
So you guys can look it up. We'll look it up. Okay.
And then
you started a different life.
Aside
from music, right?
Yeah, I started working in the family business, but I wasn't happy because I wasn't doing what I really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Was that your first job?
No, it wasn't. I went through many jobs. Some of them wasn't very entertaining. I will try to say that.
What do you want to say?
It's a medical clinic about dialysis. Is correct?
I don't know.
Dialysis is something a little gross. I had to take things with bands with blood and all this.
So you didn't like that?
No, I really didn't like it. No.
So you decided to fly solo?
Yeah, I decided to fly solo. That's a good way to say it. I like it. Fly solo, man.
Yes.
And I started the startup, you know, because the startup is a hot thing. Everybody wants to have a startup and make money with a startup. But
startup, yes, it's a new company based on technology, right?
Yeah, technology company that can grow up and change the world.
Oh.
And it changed my world because I just went broke. That's the thing. No?
Yeah.
And then it's okay because, you know, entrepreneurs are people that we fight for what we want. Mm-hmm. So I decided to sell everything I had in my house. I left my work. Mm-hmm. My ex-wife now, she was pregnant at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I will say that in English. El todo por el todo. I risk everything for...
Let's
say that in the Star Wars movie, man.
I bet, yes.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I burn all the boats. You can say that. I burn out all the boats.
I don't know. There might be an expression, but I cannot find
another
one.
Lo di el todo por el todo.
I just bet everything on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure, it wasn't an easy decision, right?
Oh, it was because I'm a little crazy. It was.
Yeah, but
there was no other option. I want to do what I want to do, and I'm going to make another startup.
Yes.
And I made another startup, and then really I went totally broke. Totally.
Oh, man. Yeah. So that was your second try.
Yeah, because I'm a little stupid, and I did that 2 times.
You went broke. You guys understand to go broke is like arruinarse.
Arruinarse. Okay?
Totalmente arruinado.
Oh, man, that's sad.
Yeah, and at that moment I understood a lot of things. I started to grow up. up mentally about this was my fault, not the fault of the other people that that don't want to use my startup. It was my fault, yeah, my absolutely. Responsibility. Mm-hmm. And when you take responsibility for your own actions, uh-huh. you understand that you can change things. No? Mm-hmm. And I stopped trying changing the world, and mm-hmm. I started trying to win money, make money. That's a very typical mistake.
No? To earn money to make money, which yeah. is more colloquial. Yes.
So I really focused on making money.
Focused. Good job.
Focused in making money.
Yes.
And I begin to learn the path of SEO. I began yeah. to learn. That's a hard interview.
don't worry. You're doing such a great job. Oh, your English is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So the thing is that I really wanted to learn how to do SEO, search engine optimization. I began to create websites and make them rank. And put some AdSense there, some AdWords, some things that make you money.
SEO is for you guys to understand is how to position your website.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And first position is when you look up on Google.
Yeah.
Cuando buscas algo en Google, pues el posicionamiento. All right, that's
SEO.
SEO, SEO. All right, just for you guys to understand.
Yeah. And that's what I did, and I started to make a few euros every day, then more euros, then more and more
that,
and more.
That we're talking about 2014,
13, 12? Yes, yeah, 12 more or less.
2012, yeah. Yes. And how long did it take you to start making money? And
the first year I ended with 1,500 per month. Salary.
Oh.
And the second year I ended with 7,500 more or less every month.
Wow, 7,000 euros a month?
Yeah. And the third, 18,000, almost 19,000.
That's awesome. And so you basically, so just to make it simple, para simplificarlo, you were making websites
yeah.
about different products.
Yeah.
You know, phones, t-shirts, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you were selling those products.
Nope.
What were you doing?
I just create websites that rank in Google, that had a lot of traffic.
Okay.
And then it put
so you
some
were driving traffic. Okay.
Driving traffic, and then if you have traffic, you have money.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, you put ads there, and it's passive income. You have to do nothing.
Okay.
Because you created content. People are entering in your website,
yes.
and then the ads do their work. You know, people
okay.
click in the ad, and you get your revenue. Or also, you can put some products there. From Amazon,
okay.
and then you drive people to Amazon, and if they buy anything there,
give you a commission.
You get yeah. your commission.
Okay, so those wow. are the two ways of making money. You're creating,
well,
basically,
easy,
just to make yeah. it, just for the people
easy.
To understand.
Yeah. The thing, it's not hard to do that if you yeah. know how to make it step by step.
Mm-hmm.
If you tried to do it by yourself, it was hard. It was
mm-hmm.
really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can make it to little pieces, little mm-hmm. steps that if you follow them, you can really reach that, no? That goal.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, the real problem with SEO is that there is a lot of people talking about things that they don't really know
mm-hmm.
because they didn't follow the path, they didn't walk it. Just they heard something about how to make money online. Yeah, to make money online, you have to do this and that and that and that.
Yeah.
And they didn't even try it, you know? I did that from the start because I didn't know a thing about SEO.
Absolutely, because you don't have a training on
no.
marketing.
And that was a good thing, I think.
So basically, it's learning by doing. So
yeah.
everything you know is you was learning by doing.
Yeah.
And so everything you teaching on your methodology is based on that.
You
prove that you can do it.
Yeah.
yeah.
The thing is, this methodology is called Armada Digital, Digital Army.
I like
digital
that army. Name.
Yeah.
Because I understood, looking at people through those years, that the real problem that they had, because that is the reason they don't reach this passive income, is because they overthink things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They read too much, and they execute very, very few.
It's just paralysis per analysis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just too much analyzing.
Yeah.
And
the best way to learn things mm-hmm. is by practice.
By doing, right?
By doing it.
Practicing.
So
yeah.
so this methodology, this digital army, is based on that.
And
I give some very, very basic instructions. You follow them. Don't
and
think.
Anybody can do it, right?
Yeah, yeah, because you have to follow the steps. Do that, do that, do that, then this happens. And by doing it, you learn it. That's the way how you really learn things.
And Armada Digital is la metodología de methodology con la que estamos concursando, haciendo el concurso.
That's true. That's what you're going to get.
You guys keep it in mind.
Yeah.
¿Cómo se dice tenlo en cuenta?
Keep it in mind.
Hey!
Yeah, I just have to repeat what you say, you know?
Exactly. I just, that's our vocabulary.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Right. All right. And yeah, so great. That's amazing. So your second year, you were making 7,000 bucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Pavos, bucks.
Bucks.
That's amazing.
More bucks, than euros.
Oh, because, Well, yeah. With the change, right?
Yeah, with the change, it's more.
That is amazing. One question. Why do your family tell you, at the beginning when you decided to make that change? And
what you will tell to your son
making money.
Then everything is good, you know. Yeah, you're making money. Good choice. Yeah,
you did well. I told you that you should do that.
No, just imagine you're a father and a mother, and your son tell you. Well, your son is a grown up man, but yeah. He says, okay, I'm gonna leave the work. My wife is pregnant. No problem. I got broke, but I'm gonna make some websites about whatever. No, mm-hmm. Say what the fuck work, man. No. This is just work. You will see that and.
Wow.
So they weren't very happy at the beginning.
But
in the end, yes.
And
in the
end.
Now they're proud.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. Good. Awesome.
Wow.
All right. And so now you have a company that is called Big SEO.
Big
right?
SEO, yeah. The thing is that because I created a lot of websites for making this passive income, mm-hmm. They rank very well in Google, and some companies, this drive their attention there, mm-hmm. because they. One day I got a phone call because I put a contact in my mm-hmm. websites. Mm-hmm. You are the owner of this website? Yes. Why you are over my website in Google? Why are you ranking higher than my website? Because I do SEO. You could do that for me. Well, if you pay me, I will pay you this. And I said, wow, okay,
yes,
I'm going to make a company about SEO. And that's how it started. I didn't really... You know,
look for it. You know?
I didn't look for anything almost. I flow like the water, you know, like Bruce Lee, flow like the water.
Yeah,
okay, let's do some websites. Oh, this makes money. Oh, some companies want to pay me. Okay, I'm going to make an agency.
That agency you started in 2015, right?
Yeah.
And then now, how many of you guys are there? Like, how many people are there? Like, 25 people?
Yeah, 27, I think, already. I don't know. Because I delegated it. You can say delegated?
Yeah, delegated.
Delegated.
Yes.
Because I don't really... It's not that I don't like to be a manager, but I think I don't have the skills to be a manager. You have mm-hmm. to be very precise, very methodic,
organized,
and I'm not. Yeah. I'm the contrary. I'm chaotic,
more
creative.
More creative, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that leads us to talk about your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Tell us about your YouTube channel. It's called Romual TV.
Romual Phones, my name.
Yeah,
my big ego was talking there.
Exactly. That's good. From Wild Phones. And what do you do on your YouTube channel?
Right now, I'm teaching people how to win money online.
How to make money.
Oh, man. Yeah. I have to study more.
No problem.
Winning would be if you won the lottery. Something like that. Si ganas la lotería, algo así.
If I think I already won the lottery by now, but my life wouldn't change a bit, I think. But, you know, I'm not doing things for the money right now. Just doing it because I want it and I enjoyed it. And I want to give some of the things that I'm enjoying to other people. I want to spread myself as much as I can. I want to reach how many lives, as lives as I can. So
now you want to make a change. You want to make an impact on...
I want to make an impact in this
people.
Life.
YouTube is a...
It's
nice
the best. It's the best way to do that.
What do you like about YouTube? What is it about it? What do you like it most?
Because I like a lot of things of YouTube. First of all, is that it's very good for your personal brand because people are looking at you, and I like to be in front of a camera. You know, I was a musician because I wanted people to look at me and also to make applause. So YouTube is something similar, and also that's the reason that I do some conferences of SEO
because people. Exactly, because you're a public speaker too.
Yeah,
you give speeches.
Yeah, I do.
How often?
Not a lot now. I did more the last year, but I just. And right now, I'm focusing on YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah, because your impact is much better. It's much bigger. It's more. So the thing that I like of YouTube is that people know you, people recognize you, mm-hmm. people associate what you're saying with your brand mm-hmm. or the brand of a company that you're representing of, like you talk.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And also because it's much easier. Much more easier? You can say much more easier?
No,
it's
much easier.
It's much easier mm-hmm. to rank there than in Google. all of the companies are doing their websites and blah blah blah, and I'm fighting in Google, but in YouTube the competition is much lower.
Because creating content is more complicated. I mean, writing a good article, you can have people writing there, but here's is your face, is your image. You need to edit video. You need lights.
Yeah.
And everything. So it's more complicated to create.
And you cannot fake it.
You cannot fake it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody
it
can
be the real you. Right?
Yeah. Anybody can write something about any subject if you inform yourself and you make some research. Here, you're talking to people. People are looking at you.
Look me in the eye.
Yeah. And if you're lying, they will see that. If you're talking about things that you don't really know, they will feel it.
Yes.
They will feel that. So.
Absolutely. So do you think anybody can be on YouTube?
Anybody can.
That's a good question.
Anybody can be in YouTube, and I think everybody can make an audience of YouTube, because we are a lot of people in this world, and everybody can search for different things. But you cannot talk about things that you don't know, man, because YouTube is cruel also. If you are doing bad content or false content, or you're just doing that for an audience, you know, you have to enjoy what you're doing. You have to know about what you're talking about.
You need to master what you do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And so
you need to be an authority on what you do.
Yeah. And master. So if you know what you're talking about and you are comfortable in front of a camera, you should open a YouTube channel. No question about it.
It's about having people skills, communication skills mostly, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's something that you learn. Throughout the way.
Yeah.
Because if you look at my first videos, I'm not like this.
A little bit pardillo, right?
Yeah, pardillo.
No, I'm just kidding.
How is pardillo in English? How is pardillo?
I don't know. Pushover.
Pushover.
Yes.
That's a good one.
That's pillado. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, by the way, about your English, how do you learn English? Because you have a great English, and people are asking about it.
I have a great English. Come on, man.
It's really good. Really fluent.
Really? Okay. Now I'm happy.
Yeah, you can.
Up until Boop and Co. This is, I don't know.
High school.
Before high school, I was doing, when you are not doing your exams, somebody is doing that for you. I was making, not tricks, but I was.
You're cheating.
I was cheating. I was cheating, so I didn't know anything about English. But before going to college, I really had to study that. So I got a personal teacher, and we start talking. And I watch a lot of movies, and that's it. That's where my English came.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome.
Do you usually use your English?
Not really.
No?
Not really. Not now. No, no. Maybe a year before, yes, because I had a manager in big SEO that was German, and we used English to communicate. But right now, maybe it was like 2 months without talking English until today.
Wow, so it's great. Man, you sound really good, really good.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. Now, and so going back to your YouTube channel, how many subscribers do you have?
Right now, I think it's 79,000.
79,000. 79,000. Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Almost 80.
That's pretty cool. And how often do you shoot? How often do you upload videos?
Okay, I was like 3 months without uploading any video. But right now, I decided myself, because you're doing that very well. You're like a clockwork.
We're trying. We're just following the guidelines, you know.
Yeah. I want to upload every week like 2 videos.
You made it a point to it, right?
I made it a point.
How do you say that? Me propuesto.
Like a promise to myself.
Yeah, I promised myself. So I made it a point. You've made a point to.
I made a point. Promise myself. Yes. Waiting.
I'll make it up to you. Okay. That's pretty cool. So how often are you planning to upload right now? Like once a week.
Twice a week. And I will do a live. I don't know why. Where this idea come from? I don't know. Don't ask me.
So you're going to do live shows like once a week too, or every once in a while?
Once a week.
So you're going to do a 2 on a studio plus 1 live show?
Yeah.
That's a coincidence. What a coincidence. Awesome. So we'll see how it goes. When are you planning to reach 100,000 subscribers? When?
As soon as possible.
Couple of months, maybe?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you planning on doing any special event?
Maybe sooner, because a lot of you talkers, will come to my channel, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we could. ¿Podemos decir algo ya sobre el concurso?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Que como decimos, vamos a dar acceso a cinco personas.
Cinco YouTalkers.
Que tienen que estar suscritas a nuestro canal.
Tienen que estar suscritas a nuestro canal, pero sobre todo os tenéis que suscribir al canal de Romuald Fons, ¿vale? Simplemente es Romuald, tenéis que buscar Romuald Fons, os vamos a poner también el enlace en la descripción del vídeo y os lo vamos a poner aquí también en pantalla, ahí, buscarlo Romuald Fons. Os tenéis que suscribir al canal y también tenéis que dejar un comentario, tienen que dejar un comentario en este vídeo y tenéis que dejar un comentario acerca de por qué queréis participar en este concurso de la metodología de Armada Digital de Romuald Fons. ¿Por qué queréis participar en este concurso? Y entre los que estáis suscritos y habéis dejado ese comentario, vamos a sortear 5 pases para esta metodología que mensualmente cuesta bastante, bastante dinero, ¿no?
99 euros mensuales.
Wow. Bueno, para ti no es nada.
Everything counts, everything counts.
Yeah, son 99 euros. Esto va a ser un regalo para 5 personas que van a tener acceso durante ¿cuánto tiempo?
Durante un año entero.
¿Un año?
Venga, un año entero. Lo he pensado ahora, he dicho 3 meses, no, una mierda. Un año entero.
Barcelona está en los perros que organiza, oh my God.
5 YouTalkers van a tener acceso durante un año. Ya verás tú cuando me coja el manager para decir, pero tío, ¿tú qué haces? 5 personas durante un año van a tener acceso a la Armada Digital si estáis suscritos a su canal, a mi canal, y dejéis un comentario aquí en este vídeo, ¿de acuerdo?
Eso tiene
ya está, hombre.
Tiene un valor de más de 1000 euros.
Una locura, madre mía, ¿qué acabo de hacer?
Y seáis donde seáis, seáis de México, de España, de Estados Unidos, de donde sea.
Ahora, prepararos para trabajar, ¿eh? Aquí el dinero se genera trabajando, ¿eh?
Ah, sí.
Yeah.
He's gonna make letra pequeña.
He's gonna make you sweat. ¿Cómo se dice hacerte sudar?
I'm gonna make you sweat.
Wanna make you sweat.
Ya.
All right, very cool. So, YouTube channel, and so what are your current projects? So what are you into now?
Wow, I have a lot of projects right now in my hands. I'm gonna create a new company that is about reading books, because reading is good. You should read a lot, really, and in English also. And you have a very good books about English. More spam. Let's go.
Utah books. You can get them there. Dale la tarjetita.
Yeah. Some other formations I have in mind, and also I want to know to open a YouTube channel in English. You know, it's about time. It's about time.
That's a surprise.
There are a lot of English marketers coming to our shores to explain us how to do SEO and all these things. But I think we also have a lot of things to show to them that they can learn from us. And I want to create this SEO channel in English.
Oh,
so you will see that. And I'm saying that publicly. Let's go! I have to do it right now. I have to do that.
That's a commitment. You know, there was a famous scientist. I think it was Einstein or someone like that. He would announce his projects before he started.
He did that,
so he committed himself to do it.
He said,
I'm going to do this. And he said, to do it now.
I do that all the time.
You do it all the time.
This is something that Einstein and I have in common.
That's good. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. What do you do in your free time, Romuald? What do you do normally?
That's a good question, because I think I really don't have free time, because all the time I'm doing what I want.
Yes.
You know, I work a lot, but everything that I'm working on is something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
So in my free time, really, I shoot videos for YouTube, or I create some new strategy of SEO, and sometimes I go out and I go to the mountains and I enjoy myself in the beach.
Yes.
Beach.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh my God.
And I mean, mostly I'm trying to take as much as I can from life. That's what I do all the time.
That's very good. Absolutely. Okay.
That sounds very profound.
Huh? That sounds really, really good. Good job.
That's true.
Very good. And yes.
What about music? Are you still in touch with music?
Nope.
Or no?
No. I had how would you say in English mono? I had the mono.
I had the cold turkey.
The cold turkey?
Yeah, el pavo frío.
Really?
Yes.
When you miss something, you say, have the cold turkey?
Cold turkey is funny. ¿Cómo se dice curioso?
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's not curious?
It's curious, pero suena más cool. Okay. It's funny.
It's
a little bit funny.
How's the land inside?
Elton John.
That's an awesome song. So anyways, cold turkey is funny, because you could say, voy a parar en seco. I'm going to stop cold turkey.
Okay.
But I mean to have the cold turkey.
So I had the cold turkey because I wanted to sing, and I almost never sing. Well, in the shower.
Yeah. Well, now you can create music for your YouTube channel.
I think I will do that.
Like an opening song.
Yeah.
Sintonia.
Yeah. I think I will do that.
Subscribe, something like that.
Subscribe. Who'll do that?
Yes. And
what about sports?
Sports.
You practice sports, right?
I run a little, yeah. But I had like 1 or 2 months that I didn't do anything, but I like to practice sport. It's important to read, to practice sport, to enjoy your life, whatever, you know?
Yes.
Learn English, very important too.
Oh, learning English while you work out. How do you say hacer deporte?
Workout.
Hey, now you're catching up, guys.
Yeah, all right.
Very cool. All right, so a couple of things before you finish. First, recordaros, remind you guys the contest, el concurso que tenemos para los suscriptores de YouTalk. Para todos los YouTalkers, tenemos 5 plazas para su Armada Digital, un curso valorado en 99€ al mes. Vais a estar inscritos durante todo un año y para que vayáis a participar en esas 5 openings, esos 5 puestos que estamos regalando para su metodología, tenéis que suscribiros al canal de Romuald Fons, ok, tenéis por aquí la descripción de ahí abajo, y también tenéis que dejar un comentario en la sección de comentarios de este vídeo diciendo por qué queréis participar en ese concurso para entrar en su Armada Digital de cómo ganar dinero.
Y también suscritos a nuestro canal. Este, súper importante.
Lo vamos a comprobar, ¿eh? Lo vamos a comprobar.
Subscribe, you're not gonna die. Y, por último, vamos a dejaros con una sorpresa. Ya que hemos estado hablando, we've been talking about Romuald Fons being a musician.
Yeah.
And we have this little surprise that we hope you guys like it, okay? So thank you, Romuald. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, you did an awesome job. Okay. Your English is awesome.
Thank you for coming
all the way here to Huesca. That's an honor, okay?
Oh.
Yeah. And, yes.
The honor was mine. No. Huesca is, wow.
You like it?
Yeah, really.
Okay. And you love the mountains, right?
I love the mountains, but the castle that you showed me yesterday.
Castillo de Loarre.
Very beautiful. And you're talking about the mountains, not the mountains. The rocks, like, wow. I enjoy that, but not as much as the castle.
Going down was better.
But it was beautiful.
What is the highest mountains here?
Yeah. All right, quedaros con esta sorpresa que se llama
My Sharona.
Okay. Let's go.
All right, see you guys later.
Bye.
Take care. 1, 2, 3.
Plus es el curso de inglés online definitivo con hasta 450 horas de vídeos basados en nuestros libros. ¿Quieres probar gratis un mes? Simplemente dale a la tarjetita o entra en hablaringles.online y con el código MESGRATIS puedes tener un mes gratis sin compromiso. See you later, alligator.